Without a doubt, Schopenhauer is one of the giants of Western philosophy. He represents a turning point from the quest to define the external world as something apart from our experience to a recognition of our experience as the medium of our world. Philosophy is a discourse, a conversation spread out over centuries that explores and develops different lines of thought. Schopenhauer embodies the moment in Western philosophy where the snake begins to eat its own tail, where the unreasoning insistence upon an external world is finally examined with due criticism and care. His ideas are not for shallow and superficial thinkers. They require a breadth and depth of vision that few possess. However, for those willing to see the conceptions through, they offer a platform to step out into a more profound and far-reaching conception of our existence than any previously encountered in Western thought. The Art of Controversy is a skillful analysis of the mechanisms of thought and debate, and the stratagems necessary to conquer any intellectual controversy one might encounter. The narration of the full text is preceded by a summary, as well as an exploration of the life of the author, a synopsis of the work, and an examination of his impact upon history and thought. Author's bio and background information. Arthur Schopenhauer was a German philosopher, best known for his 1818 work, The World as Will and Representation. In this work, he expressed a perspective that called the validity of the external world into question. Schopenhauer characterized the phenomenal world, the world of appearances, as the product of a metaphysical will that operated without concern for the well-being of mankind. As a result of these ideas, he has been called the philosopher of pessimism. Schopenhauer received very little acclaim during his life, though his thoughts have gained more recognition in the years since his death. He has been called the artist's philosopher for his works on aesthetics, and the elegance and skill of his prose has given him a reputation as one of the greatest German stylists. Schopenhauer was born in Danzig, Poland, on February 22, 1788. His parents were both descended from wealthy German patrician families. Arthur's father, Heinrich Schopenhauer, was a merchant, and his mother, Johanna Schopenhauer, was a novelist. The family moved from Danzig to Hamburg in 1793 when Danzig became a part of Prussia. Heinrich wanted Arthur to follow in his footsteps and become a cosmopolitan merchant. He brought his son along on his travels through Europe, arranged for his stay with a French family for 2 years, and sent him to Wimbledon at 15. These experiences were intended to broaden young Schopenhauer's view of the world, teach him languages that would aid in his future as a merchant, and prepare him for a life of travel and commerce. Despite his father's hopes, Schopenhauer showed an inclination toward the scholarly life from an early age. Heinrich gave young Arthur a choice. He could either join the family on a tour of Europe or attend a gymnasium in preparation for study at a university. Young Schopenhauer chose the former, accompanying his family and, in the process, observing the suffering of the lower classes. These experiences had a powerful influence on his perspective of life in later years. Upon his return to Hamburg, Arthur took up an apprenticeship with a local merchant. Heinrich Schopenhauer died in 1805, leaving Arthur, his mother Johanna, and his sister Adele with a sizable inheritance. Arthur honored his father's wishes by continuing in his apprenticeship for 2 years, until, upon the advice of his mother, he left the apprenticeship and committed himself to studies in the Gotha Gymnasium. Schopenhauer was an excellent student and quickly mastered Latin and Greek during his period of study. However, he was dismissed from the gymnasium after publicly ridiculing one of the masters. Upon the death of his father, Schopenhauer's mother and sister had moved to Weimar, the center of German literature. By the time Schopenhauer was dismissed from Gotha Gymnasium, his mother Johanna had opened a salon in Weimar. This salon quickly became an intellectual center in Weimar, frequented by a number of notable thinkers of the times. It was here that Schopenhauer encountered Goethe, with whom he was later to collaborate on his theory of colors, and Friedrich Mayer, the first to introduce him to Eastern philosophy. In 1809, Schopenhauer began a study of medicine at the University of Göttingen. By his third semester, observing that life is an unpleasant business, I have resolved to spend mine reflecting on it, Schopenhauer changed his major to philosophy. He then began a study of metaphysics and psychology under the skeptical philosopher Gottlieb Ernst Schultz. Schultz advised him to devote his time and attention to the work of Kant and Plato, the two philosophers that had been the most influential to his own thought. Schopenhauer also entered into a detailed study of Friedrich Wilhelm Joseph.